Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this thing is cool. And kudos to MIT engineers to develop this. They have developed an ultrasound sticker that can see inside your body. And it's basically something that is going to revolutionize the imaging and especially the ultrasound industry. It might put people out of jobs, but as a physician, when I need to know what the hell is going on with the patient, I need the imaging. Now, I could diagnose a lot of people based on what they tell me, and we use the imaging to confirm. That's when I was a student, they would get mad at us when they would ask us, okay, what do you think they have? You know, and you'd say, okay, well, you know, once we get the CT, no. Imagine there's no CT. There's no CT. Okay, this is 1952. What does the patient have? Well, he has, you know, right upper quadrant pain that's extending back to the back. It could be, you know, kidney stone, or it could be a gallstone. He has right mid flank pain. It could be a kidney stone. It could be an appendicitis. It could also be gallstone, a cecal diverticulitis. And so you would say your differential, and you could pretty much start to narrow things down based on a fantastic history and a fantastic exam. But then came the lawyers and all the liability. And if you sent somebody into surgery without doing a scan to confirm, you're going to get sued. And if you didn't order the test, you would get sued. If you missed the cancer, if you missed the diagnosis because you didn't do the scan, you would get sued. And not to mention, the patient could, you know, has a worse outcome. You could lose your license. So doctors order the tests. They order the scans. Well, ultrasounds are a little cheaper. We've been using ultrasound a lot. In fact, it's the test of choice for ovarian cysts, to look at the ovary, for the gallbladder. So ultrasounds are fantastic, using sound waves to give us an image. They give us amazing images of the baby, the fetus, when, you know, a woman's pregnant. It's amazing what we could do. But the problem is you need to go to an imaging place. You need to have a tech that has it called out. You need them to use the wand and perform it. Well, now the engineers at MIT have an ultrasound sticker. And they published a paper July 28th in the journal Science. It is stamp size. It's a little bigger than a stamp. And it sticks to the skin. And it can provide continuous ultrasound imaging of internal organs for 48 hours. I saw the video. It's fantastic. The devices produce live, high-resolution images of major blood vessels and deeper organs, such as heart, lungs, stomach. The volunteers perform various activities, including sitting, standing, jogging, biking. So despite sweat, these stickers maintain a strong adhesion. In fact, the hydrogels sometimes need moisture to stick stronger. So in the current design, stickers must be connected to instruments that translate the reflected sound waves to images. But according to researchers, the stickers could have immediate applications even in their current form. The devices could be applied to patients in the hospital, similar to heart monitoring EKG stickers, and could continuously image internal organs without requiring a technician to hold or probe in place for long periods of time. So let's say you want to know if the kidney stone is passing, or if, you know, the gall stone is passing. It's, you know, a little harder to pick up the stones that are passing. But, you know, how's the pancreas doing? Is the pancreas starting to respond to treatment of the acute pancreatitis? So big props go to lead authors Chongyi Wang, Jiao Cheng, co-authors Liu Wang, Mitsutoshi Makihata, Tao Zhao at MIT, along with Xiao Chuan Liu of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And where patients want to go is they don't want to be glued to a doctor's office. They want to do things from home or at work. Imagine going to work and having the sticker on your stomach that could be recording all this. The technician puts the liquid gel onto your skin. It transmits the sound waves. There's the probe or transducer. The sticker is it could be under the clothes, and it's an amazing sort of and it looks like when the sticker came off there was just a little bit of a red mark. I doubt it hurts coming off. It's a fantastic way. I mean, I can't tell you how many pregnant women I would have come back multiple times because the baby wasn't kicking that well. So we're like, let's just make sure the baby's okay, because we tell women to do their kick counts to make sure that the baby is kicking a certain number of times, either per minute or per hour. And we, you know, and one of my children didn't kick that much. And I'm like, is he okay? And then I'd have to go in to get an ultrasound. If you couldn't go in to get an ultrasound, you're like, I got to then go to the hospital because I don't know if he's, you know, having issues. And so imagine to be able to do this for pregnant women so you could monitor the baby in high risk issues. I had to, I was the only person that went into labor and delivery and left still pregnant, because I went through labor 5 days and they admitted me because my fluid was low and we tried to induce the delivery because I was already full term and Stoughton didn't want to come out. So I'm, you know, away from the dog. I've been hooked up to IVs. My fluid was better, so they ultrasounded me, let me go home, and then I came back a day or two later in full-blown labor. But it was 5 days of hell. But I could have been home, right, with the little ultrasound sticker watching to see if the fluid came back up, as opposed to just sitting there in the hospital taking a bed. So, you know, this is... It's fantastic. I really do see us going more Star Trek-y, you know, with the way we're, you know, able to scan and go, okay, this is what's wrong with you. And the technology will be there. I mean, whether it's through our finger sensors, through our eyes, through our tongue. So we'll see what happens, but it's exciting stuff. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so everyone's worried that their taxes are going to go up and we're going to be spending more. And one report is looking at how serious this situation is. And according to CNBC, 61% of Americans, 61%, roughly 157 million adults, are living paycheck to paycheck. This comes from a Lending Club report. Lending Club. This is up from 58% who reported living paycheck to paycheck in May. A year ago, the number of adults who felt stretched too thin was 55%. Even the top earners, they say, are struggling. Of those earning $200,000 or more, 36% reported living paycheck to paycheck. Another recent survey from consulting firm Willis Towers Watson estimated 36% of those earning $100,000 or more were living paycheck to paycheck. Now, for those of you who don't really know exactly what that means, you think you know what that means. Yeah. All right. Well, paycheck's coming in. We'll be able to pay the bills. Can't pay the bills till next paycheck. We're going to wait. It's much more complex than that. And having been there myself, having, you know, my family had a couple good years, but most of their years were rough. It was a constant stressor, a constant fear. And one of the reasons why, I always need a backup plan. I always have a backup plan. I have two computers. I have multiple radio equipment, because I just always feel like I need a backup plan, even though radio equipment is very, very expensive. So I have anything. I never throw out anything old because I feel like that's my backup. I just always have to have a backup, and I'm not a hoarder. I just always feel like that whatever is happening now, I'm going to need to rely on something else for the next week. Or it's my, one of the hang-ups I got from, you know, growing up and seeing what my parents went through and, you know, being poor myself. If that paycheck, I don't want to rely on a paycheck. I want to know that I can pay my rent, that I'm not going to be kicked out, that I'm not going to have a place to live. That what happens if my car, you know, dies? And the funny thing is when I have a plan, I'm more relaxed. You know, a lot of us go through life, ignorance is bliss. Car's working. Yeah. I paid the rent. It's good. I'm going to be in La La Land. And then all of a sudden something happens and then they're devastated. And I saw that with my family. You know, you're barely making ends meet. Everything's going fine. And then all of a sudden the car craps out. And now you have $1,000. I mean, the panic that everybody would have. We had that with two family members that died. My grandmother died and then my father died. Nobody had money for their funerals. Nobody had money. There was no life insurance, nothing, because they were poor. They didn't put money into that. So not only were we not expecting my husband and I to pay for one funeral, but to do both. It emptied out whatever savings we had. Funerals, the cheapest funeral at the time in the teens was 10, 12 grand. And that was for a cheap one. Well, we put together what we can. We used all our savings and we buried two family members. And I was already a physician. But again, you're starting your practice. You got two young kids. You have family members you're helping. You know, we just never got to hit that level that a lot of doctors do, going, okay, now the money's coming in. We had student loans. So everybody thinking doctors are rich as soon as they get out. They're not. It took years before the loans were done. We finally had some financial security with our house. So I can't imagine people now going through paycheck to paycheck, especially with how expensive things are. And paycheck to paycheck means you are on a house of cards. You are on very thin ground, thin ice. Because all it takes is something to happen with that job. You can't pay the rent that month. Or you can't buy food. And I talked to you guys about, and I'm gonna spend a little more time on this, on ways to save money. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't think there's anything right now that is more appealing to people than how to make things work. I talked to you guys about how to save gas. A lot of things you could do to save gas. Empty out your trunk. You got crap in the trunk, get it out. Make sure your air tires are good. Make sure your air filters are clean. Don't have the window open for the dog to stick his head out, because that adds resistance. Start coasting to your stops as opposed to speeding up to get to the stop sign. Now, carpool, drive a little bit less if you have to. See if some days you can work from home. So, you know, same thing with, food. You know, do you really have to eat out? Where salads are, you know, now $20. I'm really hung up on that, because I went to a restaurant, I wanted a salad, and it was $20.99. I could buy the lettuce, and I could throw the dressing on there for cheaper. But it was a lunch meeting, so we're going out, and it's ridiculous. I understand what these restaurants are going through. I get it. But, even groceries. I went and bought groceries. I'm like, okay, I'm buying groceries for the week. First, it only lasted a couple days, and it was still expensive as hell. So now I got to go grocery shopping again. And it's just, it's never ending. The money will continue. You don't want to tell family to eat, although we are dieting. I'm like, guys, maybe we could eat smaller portions. But do you really have to have meat with every meal? Do you have to have dessert? Drink more water. Do you have to have bottled water? We have, you know, we have filtered water coming in through the tap, and it's filtered, or reverse osmosis, or whatever the heck we did. You know, do we really need to buy bottled waters with toilet paper? I taught you guys all how to use toilet paper to save on that. Technically, you could take one square, fold it up, and if, you know, you've had a clean break, that should be enough. One square folded up into fours to protect your fingers. But, you know, most of us get a whole huge wad. We're going through toilet paper like crazy in our family. Paper towel. We, you know, our laundry detergent. You know, I mean, do you really need to do laundry every day? Do you need to wash the same shirt every day? You don't. As long as it doesn't stink, as long as you didn't sweat in it, right? You know, as long as it air dried, just like with your sheets. You don't have to necessarily wash your sheets every day unless they get dirty. So laundry can be done. Now, underwear cannot be reworn. Absolutely not. But rewearing a pair of jeans, it's fine. You know, anything that, you know, there was a barrier to. But again, I mean, if it starts to stink or you sweated it, you got to wash it. So I think there's a lot of things that we need to be retrained on. I mean, you know, we had a packet drawer. You had a packet drawer, and most of us who, you know, had issues or struggled, that packet drawer was the freebies that you would get, from ketchup to ranch to honey. And you would get that when you'd go to McDonald's or go to, you know, and they would add that. Or when you were at a restaurant and they would have some extra jellies, we would take that stuff home. So when we wanted a jelly sandwich or peanut butter jelly sandwich, the jelly was free because it was in our packet drawer and it was what we got from a restaurant when they gave you jellies. We didn't, you know, wipe off all of them, but if I didn't use my jelly, I took it home. So, you know, I talk to younger people, and I go, you know, just here, you take those and put in your packet drawer. They're like, say what? These Gen Zs and millennials are like, what? I go, your packet drawer, when you want your ranch and your ketchup so you don't have to buy it at the grocery store, these, they don't have to be refrigerated. It's your packets. Put it in the packet drawer. They don't do that. So we have a lot of waste. We don't necessarily save like we saw, you know, our parents do and my grandparents did, because they were children of the Depression. So I, you know, the way they did things, you know, my grandmother would raise chickens. So she would take the chicken, chop the head off, cook the chicken, and every single piece of that chicken was used as food. Even the chicken fat she would fry up that wasn't healthy. But, you know, my mom said that, you know, when you ate, you didn't throw out one piece of that chicken except the bones. And then, you know, fry up the fat, eat, and of course not the feathers. But we're, you know, when people are reporting living paycheck to paycheck, there's a desperation. And with desperation could also come crime. Now, there's still this huge disconnect with work, where, you know, we're going to be talking about how some places are trying to really, you know, tantalize people with all these extra goodies. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck, there's some disconnect where there's jobs that are out there, and, you know, some people don't want them, or maybe they can't access them, or, you know. But also, we really got to get our prices down, especially inflation. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck due to inflation. A new report shows 61% of adults across the country struggled to make ends meet in June. According to LendingClub, that's a 3% jump from May and reflects the economic hardship for about 157 million people. A year ago, 55% of all working adults said they were living paycheck to paycheck. Legislation to expand health care for veterans injured by toxins during active duty already passed both the House and Senate, but needs another Senate vote after an administrative change to the text. Republicans who voted against the bill say an amendment is needed to stop unrelated spending. Meanwhile, Democrats argue the amendment would cut funding for veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the weekend, we saw President Vladimir Putin try to shoo off mosquitoes hitting his face, but do it with the opposite arm because he didn't want to move his right arm. And it seems to me that he's starting to struggle a little bit more. So while he was touring a military museum this week, video captured him not using the right arm and trying to twist around and use his left arm to deal with the right side of his face. He appeared to have temporary lack of use of his right arm, and then he seemed to get it back but he is not favoring that side. It also appears that his gait, the way he walks, is a little bit abnormal. He sometimes shuffles his steps, and he lacks a right arm swing when compared to the left. Now, I have a family member that does that, where we call it the Nemo Finn, where he doesn't use one of his arms much. And it wasn't a brachial plexus injury during birth or anything like that. It just, he just doesn't use that arm that much. And so when he would swim, he would only use one arm. And he can use both arms. And we put him in swimming for that reason. But when he would learn how to swim, he only used one arm. And when he walks, he only swings with one arm. It's very interesting. So, yes, it can happen, but I think Putin has, you know, neurological issues. So, one report says that Putin has walked this way and acted like that with his lack of use of right arm since his training with the KGB, and refers to it as a, quote, gunslinger, or they refer to it as a gunslinger's gait. So gunslinger's gait, they said they learned in the KGB, it allowed them to walk faster, where they have less resistance with both of his arms, and it's supposed to be advantageous. But I gotta tell you, my problem with this whole idea of him having gunslinger's gait is if you still have noxious stimuli that requires you to use your right arm, you'd still use your right arm. So to see him not use his right arm and have to struggle using his left arm to shoo away mosquitoes by his face, that to me means there's something going on. So lack of use could be a sign of Parkinson's, stroke, neck pathology like disc disease, a medication side effect. So if you guys remember in April, the video footage showed Putin lacking the ability to control his right hand. He was shaking hands with the president of Belarus, and then it seemed to look like he had this involuntary wave or pill-rolling tremor. Now, we talked about, you know, we compare Putin to Hitler, not in terms of all the atrocities he's done, although he's done a lot of atrocities, but still nobody can compare to what Hitler did. But Hitler had Parkinson's, and his symptoms you could see with his gait and his shaking. I have some videos of that on my Facebook and Twitter and website. During the 1936 Summer Olympics, he was visibly shaking. So going back to Putin, we've been seeing Putin have issues. In the spring, he was at Easter ceremony in Moscow, and cameras caught him trying to control involuntary mouth movements. Well, involuntary mouth movements, again, could come with neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's or Parkinson-like illness that happens with medication side effects. He's 69 years old, has had less fluidity with his movements, more progressive stiffness. So we thought a couple years ago that he had Parkinson's. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied the claims, saying it's nonsense and he's in good health. But when you have these lower lip movements or oral mandibular dystonia while you're at rest, that could be signs of, you know, Parkinson's. Now, I bite my lip. I am always, like, biting the inside of my mouth as a nervous gesture. So when I'm nervous, you know, I mean, some people kegel and clench. I use my teeth and my mouth. And so I... But that is, and it could be he's nervous, but this just seems to be an involuntary thing that, you know, he was trying to, you know, he was trying to stop. And it's just very uncanny how it just so similar to, you know, what we saw with, I don't know, with Hitler. So does he have Parkinson's? Did he have a stroke? Did he have a TIA, a transient ischemic attack that caused him to, you know, lack some issues, some neurologic or some motor issues, even sensory issues on one side of his body? The thing is, though, is the arm is very different from what's going on with his leg. And so that's why I really kind of fear it, or I don't fear, but I suspect that, you know, it's more something that has to do with his neck, either a prior neck injury or Parkinson's. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So on the Ukraine-Russia front, John Kirby, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, said that the first grain shipment to leave from the port of Odessa has happened today. And this is the first shipment since February, since war began. He is calling on Russia to meet their commitments to ease global food insecurity amid their ongoing war with Ukraine. The MV Rosoni became the first commercial vessel to leave the crucial Black Sea port since February 26, 2 days after Russia launched its assault on Ukraine. It is carrying 26,000 metric tons of corn. Its final destination is Tripoli, Lebanon. So Kirby said, Russia has, of course, weaponized food and has effectively blockaded Ukraine's ports since the beginning of this crisis. We urge Russia to meet its commitments under the new arrangement, including by facilitating unimpeded exports of agricultural products from Black Sea ports in order to ease the food insecurity around the world. So we're going to be watching closely. U.S. Secretary of State also calls on Russia to live up to their arms control commitments. I don't think Russia is going to do, you know, anything by the book. But seeing this first shipment, first grain ship departure is huge during wartime. And it's supposed to leave Odessa, will anchor off the coast of Istanbul August 2nd, and then it'll head to Tripoli. And then from there, be distributed. And, you know, Ukrainian military said they have been making some headway, you know. But Russia is deploying additional forces to bolster their southern flank. And it's, you know, we've been talking about how fuel shortages and, you know, Europe is a little bit on edge. They've even been starting to ask their, in some countries, their constituents to start cutting back on power use. So I hope this ends. I hope this war ends quickly. But my fear is eventually we are going to have to get involved. And after billions of dollars being sent to Ukraine, after all this time and after all these innocent people getting killed, if Russia does decide to mess with Ukraine's ability to, because they need to in order to keep their economy up. And if Russia messes with you know, any more of other countries' ability to eat or other countries' ability to keep their power running, it is going to involve the U.S. because an unstable Europe affects us. And I'm not saying we go to war, but, you know, it's I would be very, very upset if we had to eventually go to war and we could have stopped this day one. Now, we're being told no additional grain shipments are expected to depart Ukraine's Black Sea. The dates and timings for further shipments are still being worked out. My guess is they also want to make sure that the Russians don't mess with this one. But, you know, it is huge. And it's, if Ukraine could slowly start getting back to doing what they need to. It did, however, take Russia's... commitment, which I don't trust. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, and we do Facebook Live some of our episodes, so sadly some of you guys have to see me. And I know I have a face made for radio, but sometimes you're going to have to see videos of me. So one of the most popular TV shows ever is Friends, right? Where you have three ladies, three guys, and Ross, Chandler, Joey, Rachel, Phoebe, and Monica. And that series spanned for multiple years. And the replays are on, I think, Nick at Night. So 7 days a week, you can watch Friends. And it's amazing how, you know, my family, every, you know, anywhere you go, when somebody's trying to find something that's not very decisive or controversial, they'll put in the background something like what's on these stations, you know, like TBS or Nick at Night or whatever. Sometimes Nick at Night can get some of those might be a little politically correct, but Friends has been something that has, as a mainstay, been played in the background. I travel a lot, and when I travel, you will see Friends or Seinfeld, and even though some of the content is adult, it seems to not cause a lot of controversy, as opposed to having Fox News on or CNN. Somebody's always complaining if Fox News is on or if CNN is on or MSNBC. So what a lot of places are doing is we'll put on the sitcoms. If we have the sitcoms on, we aren't going to have people complain. And Friends was iconic because it kind of added to the Harry Met Sally narrative of, you know, you could have an amazing friendship with people of, you know, the opposite sex at the time. Yes, sex can get in the way. You know, they will flirt. There will be some realism. You know, how do you hang out with somebody like Joey who's sexy or Rachel, and they're not being those flirtations or those things? So a show like Friends did press the envelope. They did bring up subjects. They're like, okay, wait a second. They could really hang out without, you know, hitting on each other. They can, and there was a lot of dynamics. The thing is when you watch it, it fascinates me as to how that show couldn't air today in primetime. So the other day, or I think it was, yesterday or the day before, one of the episodes that was on was when Chandler Bing was getting married to Monica. And his mother was played by Morgan Fairchild, and his father is transgender. And his father was played by, who was the one in Romancing the Stone? Oh my gosh. Oh, okay, wait a second. Okay, she's, Kathleen Turner. So when Kathleen Turner comes in, you know, in a dress and looking beautiful, all right, but that's technically Chandler Bing's dad. She goes to Morgan Fairchild, and she goes, you know, you're a little too old to be wearing that dress. And the Morgan Fairchild character is like, you know, you have a little too much penis to wear that dress. And it was a joke, and I remember how them bringing this up and the uncomfortableness, and, you know, and you look at this and you go, okay, in this day and age, that would probably get some fallout. Well, apparently, yes, there is. And the co-creator, Marta Kaufman, said she would have done things differently. She would have, changed the treatment of the transgender character. She would have had the pronouns different. I mean, we've changed a lot. And Friends was late 90s, early 2000s. And a lot has changed. A lot of acceptance has changed. But what's fascinating is Friends is probably one of the most popular reruns being watched because some people enjoy the way entertainment was before everything got politically correct. You know, and I'm not saying that we revert, you know, I agree that there, you know, I could even see and go, okay, I don't think I would have said that, or I, you know, so I do agree that there are things that need to progress. But there is a thirst for comedy. There's a thirst for entertainment that is a little old school because now things are just so filtered and pulverized that it loses a lot of the entertainment. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who saw Coming to America 2. And, you know, he was like, Eddie Murphy just wasn't funny. And I go, well, it's because his wings are clipped. He's not the Eddie Murphy that we know. Eddie Murphy, right, back in the 80s, was very unfiltered. And the stuff he said back then Well, I mean, these movies were hilarious, but it's because he really pressed the envelope. He couldn't do that in this day and age. He had to actually bring up, I forgot what he said. There was something about they were talking about women. Oh, so looking at women as sex objects is now, I'm like, okay, you know, once Eddie Murphy, you lose Eddie Murphy, comedy's not the same. When somebody doesn't find Eddie Murphy funny because he has to follow all these rules, you know that we're really losing comedy. And it blows my mind how Friends, that has a lot of things, Friends has been lately getting a lot of criticism for, a lot of their jokes, for not having a diverse cast. All six were white, and they brought that up in this article from MovieWeb, how, the producer would have probably, maybe changed that as opposed to an all-white cast. But, it's the jokes that I also just, pick up on going, whoa, you can't say that anymore. You can't say that anymore. You can't do that anymore. Like, for example, Rachel was, I guess, wearing a dress, and she asked Joey to zip her, and then she goes up, as opposed to, because he was zipping her down, and so somebody would just say, okay, well, that's assault. He's trying to look at her naked. It's different these days. And, we have TV shows, well, Scrubs. I mean, Scrubs also pushed the envelope, and there was, there you just can't do that. I mean, JD would call his called JD and Turk, their bromance was to me really, really heartwarming, and I love seeing guys, and they even sang in the musical a song about that, guy love, and they would talk about their race all the time. They can't do that. There's now so much, so many restrictions that these TV shows that, would talk about things and bring things up that people were afraid to bring up. Because TV shows back in the 50s, remember Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball had to be in separate beds. They couldn't be in the same bed. And then later in the late 50s, they allowed a couple to be in the same bed. Very slowly things started to be brought up. And Seinfeld was iconic because he brought up masturbating. He brought up, terms that were politically incorrect, like Indian giver and things like that. And so he would bring these things up, people thinking him and George is gay, not that there's anything wrong with that. And so they would, he would press these things. But even now, there's things like Soup Nazi. Couldn't bring that up. You couldn't call somebody a Nazi, just because they won't let you, say no soup for you. So it's fascinating to me that Friends, one of the most popular sitcoms ever and one of the most popular reruns, such that there are stations that will play hours and hours of reruns of Friends, is now, going to be trying to juggle. Is this what people want? Because a lot of these jokes were, off key, off color, or, do they have to revamp it because there's so many things now considered politically incorrect? 1-877-DOLLAR, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.